Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSign for Thursday, January 26. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSign.com. Well, today, how's the economy doing? Well, where's the economy heading? It's a question I get often, and the answer is one of the most important for investors. Generally, you would rather not invest in high-growth stocks during a recession or in bonds during times of inflation. What's so interesting about the current economy is that we've dusted off an old term that economists hadn't used in 40 years. The term is stagflation. Now, stagflation combines slow economic growth, borderline recession, with high inflation. You're right. Stagflation is a difficult time for all investors, as we've seen, for both the growth investor and the income investor. For the growth-oriented investors, ones who like big tech companies, for instance, slow growth can be a challenging time. Have you noticed the number of recently laid-off technology workers? It's a sign of declining earnings ahead, stagflation. And for bond investors, inflation quickly eats away at our returns. Yields need to be recalculated into real terms, that is, after accounting for inflation. Now today, the Bureau of Economic Analysis, the government's chief economic bureau, will provide its initial estimate of GDP for the fourth quarter of 2022. And this estimate is the least reliable of the three estimates that the BEA will report over the next 3 months. Later, the BEA will use survey data, corporate earnings, and other reports, as well as other methods of data collection, to provide a complete picture of what's happening the last quarter of last year. Today's preliminary report on the GDP will be one of the most closely watched reports we've seen in a long time, however. There is so much that rides on this report. In Washington, President Biden is looking for good news to take people's attention away from the growing scandal. While over at the Eccles Building, the entire staff of the Federal Reserve is holding their breath to see if the economy will sustain their next interest rate move scheduled for next Wednesday. Altogether, Washington represents the Pollyanna view of the economy, with the Fed and administration hoping to see a firm GDP number. The Atlanta Federal Reserve Branch publishes a rolling estimate of our current GDP, and their latest report indicates that GDP grew at 3.5% in Q4 2022, a bullish outlook and even better than the quarter before. But the rest of the country is not as upbeat as Washington. In Manhattan, the denizens of Wall Street have a much more dour view of our economic performance. They are as far removed from Washington's perspective as I've ever seen. Wall Street believes the economy will be lucky to grow at half the rate that Washington sees. The Fed's latest blue-chip Wall Street analyst survey shows that these top analysts predict an economic growth of between 0.25%, that's almost a recession, and a top estimate of just 2.9% growth. In other words, there's a massive gap between what Wall Street sees and what Washington sees. Now, the difference in GDP growth is due to Wall Street's focus on corporate earnings and guidance, while Washington is relying on more traditional data, much of which has yet to come in. Remember, corporate results move instantly. Those layoffs, poor earnings, guidance reports, and casual conversations hit Wall Street's ears all the time. Analysts are talking to major corporate execs, financial officers, and managers, and the news must not be good. It may take Washington several weeks for their survey results to appear, but in the meantime, Wall Street is already making investment decisions based on information they now have in-house. Now, you and I can look for some of the things as we go through today's report. Last month, the BEA reported on Q3 of 2022, and we will likely see some significant changes from Q3 to Q4. Two of the industries that were powering the economy in Q3 were real estate and retail. Real estate was the fourth fastest growing group for the third quarter, while retail was the fifth fastest group. There are 22 industrial groups that GDP measures, So 4 and 5 mean that retail and real estate were among the top quintile of all industries based on their growth. Now, if you've read the headlines, you know it's unlikely that real estate is near the torrid growth levels it reached back in Q3. The same is likely valid for retail, where preliminary estimates are that the holiday sales season were poor. So as today's report flashes across your computer screen, pay particular attention to real estate and retail sales. Finally, there's an old political trick that this administration is not using, and that was a surprise to me. Whenever Washington feels the country is headed towards a recession, they kick the government hiring office into high gear. They need to add more to those 2 million government workers. This makes the employment numbers look better, as well as spreading around those government paychecks to help stimulate the economy. Now, in the third quarter, the Biden administration did just the opposite. They reduced government spending, and the reduction may be relative to the astronomical levels the quarter before, but no matter the reason, I'm looking for a significant ramp up in government spending in this report for the fourth quarter. So at 8:30 this morning, the Bureau of Economic Analysis will provide its first estimate for GDP in the fourth quarter of 2022. Lots of writing on this report. The Federal Reserve is looking for a good reading that will support its raising interest rates, while the Biden administration is also looking for a favorable GDP report that will provide, well, support. While Wall Street isn't buying any of it, their estimates remain about half the GDP models down in Washington. And that's ValueSide for Thursday, January 26. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.